It was about 5 years ago that the ETC evolved from simply the Entertainment Technology Center into ETC Global. The global motivation was really brought about by the fact that we were having so many students from so many different countries knocking on our door. But it was also motivated by the fact that we were having government officials from different countries who were coming here because they knew that we were doing something innovative with education and they wanted to be part of it. So we were invited to Australia, we were invited to Singapore, we were invited to Japan.
It's an international marketplace now. So thinking on that level, how do we provide students that experience before they graduate? Because everybody starts that boot camp semester here in Pittsburgh, but then the students have the opportunity to hop campuses around the world.
I really wanted to create an environment where you had the opportunity over four semesters to live and study on four continents. You come to Pittsburgh for boot camp, but then the world is your oyster. Do you want to stay in Pittsburgh or do you want to experience ETC Silicon Valley? Do you want to experience what life is like in Japan? Do you want to go to Australia? Do you want to go to Singapore? It looks like we'll be opening in Portugal. We're in Spain right now. So take advantage of it.
Our students in Silicon Valley right now are embedded in Electronic Arts. Electronic Arts, which is a game company, has devoted a space that is committed to our Carnegie Mellon students, and so they are right in literally the pulse of one of the largest gaming companies in the world right now.
I'm a stickler for school living up to its boasts. I mean, for example, we're called a university. Well, how big of a universe are we? I want our universe to be geographically big. I'm very proud that ETC Global is our solar system within the universe of Carnegie Mellon.